USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the length of the war in his country and the number of Ukrainians killed will be decided by how quickly its friends supply the country with weapons and enforce an oil embargo against Russia. Oleksandr Vilko, head of the Ukrainian military administration, telling CBS News that they can't win the war without more weapons.
We need fighter jets, tanks, missiles, the whole spectrum of weapons.
The White House says another $800 million in weapons should arrive in Ukraine soon. The Kremlin warned the U.S. in a diplomatic note that doing that could bring unpredictable consequences. The $50,000 reward leading to the arrest of the suspect in the Brooklyn subway shooting will be split among five people. That information led authorities to Frank R. James, the 62-year-old, currently being held at a federal detention center. 10 people were shot, 19 others were injured in the attack. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.